Good morning, and welcome to Simply Science. It's Tuesday, April 9th. On today's show, a study reveals new insights into the white dwarf star, a potential destroyer of our solar system. Plus, a science festival puts the spotlight on space and pays tribute to the upcoming eclipse, and find out how virtual reality can enhance student interest in climate science. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Science. We start off with an intriguing study from scientists at the University of Warwick and other universities who have been examining the impact of white dwarfs on planetary systems. These end-of-state stars, which have burned all their fuel, have a significant effect on nearby asteroids, moons, and planets. Here with us to discuss this further is Abby, a correspondent for Simply Science. Can you tell us more about these white dwarfs and their effects on planetary bodies?
Certainly, David. When asteroids, moons, and planets get close to white dwarfs, the immense gravity of these stars tears these small planetary bodies into increasingly smaller pieces. These pieces continue to collide, eventually grinding them into dust. While Earth would likely be swallowed by our host star, the Sun, before it becomes a white dwarf, the rest of our solar system may ultimately be shredded by the Sun in its white star form.
That's quite a dramatic scenario. How are scientists able to study this process?
The dust that falls into the white dwarf after the planetary bodies are ground down allows researchers to determine what type of material the original bodies were made from. For this study, scientists observed changes in the brightness of stars over 17 years, shedding light on how these bodies are disrupted. They focused on three different white dwarfs, each behaving very differently.
Can you tell us more about these three white dwarfs and their behaviors?
The first white dwarf, known as ZTF-J0328-1219, appeared steady over the last few years, but the researchers found evidence for a major catastrophic event around 2010. The second star, ZTF-J0923-4236, was shown to dim irregularly every couple of months, showing chaotic variability on timescales of minutes during these fainter states before brightening again. The third white dwarf, WD1145+017, had vast variations in numbers, shapes, and depths of transits. But in this latest study, the transits are now totally gone.
What does this mean for our own solar system?
The Earth will probably be swallowed up by an expanding sun before it becomes a white dwarf. However, some of the asteroids located between Mars and Jupiter, and maybe some of the moons of Jupiter, may get dislodged and travel close enough to the eventual white dwarf to undergo the shredding process that the researchers have investigated.
Thanks for that fascinating, albeit unsettling, look at the potential future of our solar system, Abby. Speaking of celestial matters, the 2024 North Carolina Science Festival recently took a turn towards the stars, focusing on space and giving a nod to the April 8th solar eclipse. A star party was held at the Frank T. Tadlock South Rowan Regional Library in China Grove, offering a range of activities for all ages. Here to tell us more about this event is James from Simply Science.
Yes, David. The festival is an annual event aimed at spreading awareness about careers in STEM, with a particular emphasis on space this year. The theme was Sun and Moon, in recognition of the recent solar eclipse. While the event is primarily geared towards children, encouraging them to consider careers in science, it was open to everyone.
What kind of activities were offered at the event?
The event was filled with a variety of activities, all adhering to the special theme. There were stations scattered throughout the library, where attendees could participate in a scavenger hunt, create their own moon poem, work on puzzles related to outer space, or learn about the different phases of the moon using Oreos. There were also Lego building activities, nightlight making, and eclipse art.
Sounds like a fun and educational event. Were there any special highlights?
Indeed, there were. One of the highlights was the launch of 5 rockets, courtesy of David and Michael Rector, who built and launched the rockets for the crowd. Attendees had the chance to get an up-close look at the rockets prior to the launch. There were also outdoor games, including a Craters to the Moon activity, designed to show the impact an asteroid can have when it hits the moon.
And how was the turnout for the event?
The event was well attended. East Branch Supervisor Sydney Smith-Hamrick, who helped organize the event, said that a lot of people came through and that it was a fun experience. Attendees also received a bag containing additional resources about science and the eclipse, as well as information about the history of the NC Science Festival, which was founded in 2010 and is the first statewide science festival in the United States.
Thanks for the update, James. From successful science events to innovative teaching methods, let's move on to a recent study suggesting that using virtual reality, or VR, in classrooms to illustrate the impacts of climate change can lead to students showing a greater interest in the environment and adopting more eco-friendly habits. Bella, our correspondent for Simply Science, is here to delve into this. Can you tell us more about this study and its findings?
Certainly, David. The study was conducted by researchers at Paul Smith's College Visitor Interpretive Center, or V, in New York. They developed a virtual education program using state-of-the-art video game technology to model future climate scenarios. Visitors to the center were asked to walk along a forest trail twice, once physically and once using VR technology that showed potential future ecological changes to the area.
Interesting. And what technology was used to create this VR version of the forest trail?
The VR version of the forest trail was designed using the Unreal Engine 4, a computer graphic engine used in many popular video games, including Fortnite. The aim was to provide a realistic and immersive experience of potential future ecological changes.
What were the outcomes of this VR experience?
The findings, published in the Adirondack Journal of Environmental Studies, reveal that participation in the VR simulation significantly increased respondents' overall sense of place and developed both increased knowledge and appreciation for climate change science. The researchers found that the VR technology gave participants a better understanding of how slight changes in temperature could impact their environment.
So it seems that VR technology can be a powerful tool in climate change education. What are the implications of these findings?
The research team suggests that pedagogical experiences leveraging VR technologies can help environmental and climate change educators communicate the expected future changes as ecosystems adapt to warmer climate conditions. The study concludes that VR can open new doors by allowing students to see places they would otherwise not be able to visit, and even revisit these virtual destinations to enhance their understanding of the lesson material.
That's fascinating. And how did the participants respond to this VR-based approach?
The participants showed an increased interest in and appreciation for climate change science and were more motivated to adopt environment and climate-friendly habits. They also appreciated this pedagogical mode more when compared with more formal and traditional lessons that they had received in prior climate change education experiences.
Thanks for those insights, Bella. Now, shifting our focus to climate change, global surface temperatures in March were 0.1 C higher than the previous record for the month, set in 2016, and 1.68 C higher than the pre-industrial average. This is the 10th consecutive monthly record in a warming phase that has shattered all previous records. Here to discuss this further is Celeste, a correspondent for Simply Science. Can you tell us more about this trend and its implications?
Certainly, David. Over the past 12 months, average global temperatures have been 1.58 Cs above pre-industrial levels. This, at least temporarily, exceeds the 1.5 C benchmark set as a target in the Paris Climate Agreement. However, this agreement will not be considered breached unless this trend continues on a decadal scale.
What are the leading climate monitoring organizations saying about this?
The UK Met Office had previously predicted that the 1.5 C goal could be surpassed over the period of a year. Other leading climate monitoring organizations have said that the current levels of heating remain within the bounds anticipated by computer models. However, the sharp increase in temperatures over the past year has surprised many scientists and prompted concerns about a possible acceleration of heating.
What could be causing this acceleration?
There are several plausible causes. These include the El Niño effect, reductions in cooling sulfur dioxide particles due to pollution controls, fallout from the January 2022 volcanic eruption in Tonga, and the ramping up of solar activity. However, preliminary analyses suggest these factors are not sufficient to account for the 0.2C increase. If the anomaly does not stabilize by August, it could imply that a warming planet is already fundamentally altering how the climate system operates, much sooner than scientists had anticipated.
What is the consensus in the scientific community regarding the core of the problem?
The core of the problem, fossil fuel emissions, is well known and largely uncontested in the scientific community. A survey of nearly 90,000 climate-related studies shows a 99.9% consensus that humans are altering the climate by burning gas, oil, coal, and trees. Stopping further warming requires rapid reductions in greenhouse gas emissions.
What opposition is there to this view?
The opposition comes not from science, but the fossil fuel industry. In particular, the 57 companies linked to 80% of emissions stand to lose trillions of dollars. Last month, Saudi Aramco chief executive Amin Nasser was applauded at an oil industry conference for declaring that we should abandon the fantasy of phasing out oil and gas. This was despite the fact that his country and others had agreed just 4 months earlier to move away from fossil fuels at the COP28 climate summit.
Indeed, a complex situation. Thanks for that report, Celeste. And with that, we conclude our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Science. We'll see you back here tomorrow.